Hare Krishna. When your mental expressway gets overcrowded, direct the thought traffic with your intelligence. We all have experiences when we get caught in traffic jams and we just are not able to move forward, although we may be honking our horns, and the longer the traffic jam goes on, we may be moving at a very painfully slow speed, and we get more and more irritated, and no matter how much we exert, nothing seems to be happening. If at that time a competent traffic control officer comes along and then directs the traffic, okay, this should go this way, this should go this, go this way, then the traffic can start moving and the traffic jam can be resolved. So just as a traffic jam that is caused needs to be resolved by a competent authority, similarly, sometimes there can be a traffic jam in the expressway of our mind. The mind is the area where various thoughts flow in different directions. And this thought traffic is often can sometimes become congested, especially when we are worried about things or when we are under a pressure of doing too many things. Then too many thoughts keep moving in too many directions in our consciousness. And when these thoughts start running too fast and going too much, going in too random or unpredicted a way, gradually we start thinking of everything and we are unable to think about anything. That means our thoughts run here and there, but still in a calm, collected way, our thoughts don't move anywhere. So because of the overcrowding in our mental expressway, our thought traffic comes to a standstill. And at that time, we feel simultaneously agitated and paralyzed. We feel agitated that I have to do something. And at the same time, we feel ourselves so frozen that we are unable to do anything. So at such a time, we need to use our intelligence to break the traffic jam. So we need to use, Krishna talks about this in the Bhagavad Gita when he says, Shanai Shanairu Parame Buddhya Dhriti Gruhitaya Atma Samstham Manah Kritva Nakinchida Pichintayed Shanai Shanai, slowly, step by step, Uparame, bring it under control. What should we bring under control? He describes, Buddhya Dhriti Gruhitaya, using the intelligence sustained by conviction. Atma samstham manah kritva, we should bring the mind and focus it on the self. And nakinchidapi chintayet, don't think about anything else. This means when too many thoughts are running in our mind, we need to put first things first. If we draw back from the situation and remember that I am a soul, I am a part of Krishna, I am distinct from this world, I am here to serve Krishna and do my responsibilities, but I am a part of Krishna eternally. And if we remember our identity first and then contemplate our activity, okay, what should I do? What needs to be done first? What needs to be done second? What needs to be done third? Then gradually we can break the traffic jam and our thoughts can start flowing. Just remembering our identity and remembering our connection with Krishna can bring security and sanity in our mental world. Because we understand no matter how many things go wrong, I am still a soul and I am still a part of Krishna. Krishna will never abandon me. Krishna is always with me. When this thought comes in our mind, then we start becoming peaceful. And once that basic foundation of peace is there, then we start saying, okay, this is more important, let me do this first. This can be done a little later. This is just an unnecessary worry. Let's put this aside. And this, okay, I'll do this later. And gradually in this way, we can start directing the thought traffic in our intelligence and in our mind and clear the traffic jam. So when we start feeling too agitated, at that time, rather than just trying to run around doing this and that and that and not doing anything effectively, we can take a pause, take a step back and activate our intelligence and use our intelligence to remind ourselves of who we are and what our priorities are. And then with that intellectual self-observation, we can choose the right direction and move forwards constructively. Thank you. Hare Krishna.